We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's 8:22, and this is Total Information AM on KMOX. The Biden administration has announced new rules to govern how the federal government will use artificial intelligence. With us, White House reporter Bo Erickson. Bo, thank you very much for this. First, how are agencies supposed to vet AI tools under these new guidelines?
Hey, Megan and Tom. Yeah, this is one of those big questions for the federal government and how they go about kind of deciding how they will use artificial intelligence. And just as a reminder, when we talk about artificial intelligence, these are those computer systems that are able to perform tasks that normally require human intelligence. So we can think of being able to see specific things, being able to recognize speech and actually make decisions as well. So overall, the U.S. has kind of been behind the European Union when it comes to regulating AI. But one place that the U.S. is trying to lead on is trying to set the rules for how the federal government is going to use AI systems. And so they've set a deadline for later this year to try to test all the different AI programs in the federal government and come up with some policy and mitigation risk factors to set forth and make those more public to the American electorate.
Bo, I think what's so interesting, you mentioned being, you know, more public about this, is the transparency and reporting requirements that the White House unveiled yesterday.
Yes, so this is one of the big objectives for specifically Vice President Kamala Harris. And it is a little unclear on what the public will actually see about how the federal government uses AI. But what the overall goal is, having every federal agency, all of those agencies that we think of Washington, D.C., those acronyms, they will have to publicize which AI programs they are using. And so therefore, we will be able to get some sense of what they are trying to do with AI. And when we think of the federal government using AI, some of the examples that were provided was the Veterans Affairs Administration using some of those healthcare systems for AI to make diagnoses. And another one that a lot of people are familiar with is when you go through that line at the TSA at the airport, they're starting to use some AI facial recognition systems. So by publicizing what specific programs and what mitigation risk factors they are implementing there, the public will have some greater sense about what data and what privacy issues could come along with these AI programs.
Are there enough people qualified with the expertise to be a chief AI officer, Bo?
According to people that I was talking to at the White House and across the federal government yesterday, yes, there are. You know, they are trying to build experts within the federal government, but it seems like they will be hiring a lot of private industry or AI experts. The goal is to have 100 AI experts across the federal government by summertime.
The one question I have along with this, though, is, you know, as we try to implement these rules in the United States, is it going to stifle development in some ways of new artificial intelligence tools?
That is a big question that the administration is trying to grapple with. And I think, Megan, that's why they are focusing kind of on the own federal government right now and how we are going to use AI in a government setting. Because there is a big question right now when we look over to Europe and the European Union. They just enacted the first regulation of private AI companies. And there is some hesitation to do that within the federal government right now. And so they're trying to say, if we set up these rules for ourselves, will private AI companies follow those specific transparency rules?
Bo Erickson, we appreciate this very much. White House reporter joining us on KMOX. Thank you for the info.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.